Hi, this is Heidi with Mineral Wisdom Podcast. Today's episode, we start our Stone of the Day series. Today I'm starting with the stone, rose quartz. And rose quartz is a stone that's easy to find in any store that sells stones. It's pink in color, and it can range from very light pink to very dark pink, almost purple. And it varies from opaque to translucent. The darker the stone, the more energy the stone's going to have. Just the color of the stone, you can tell, just connects you to the place of compassion and love. This stone is great for the heart, great for the heart chakra, great for any heart ailments, great for connecting you to compassion and love. And when I meditated with this stone this morning, I really felt this great connection to compassion and love and unity for humanity. And it's just such a great stone just to give to a friend, to a family member, to a stranger, and definitely to yourself. Great stone to wear as a pendant, keeping it near your heart. And it's a great stone to have in big chunks in your home or office, anywhere that you want to stay connected to the energy of compassion and love. It's also great for healing any emotional traumas, old emotional scars inside your heart. And when you meditate with the stone, it's great to have the stone either in your non-dominant hand or over your heart chakra. And if you have three stones, you can have one in each hand and one over the heart chakra. And when you meditate, it's great to take a few deep breaths. And if it's your first time meditating, you'll notice that it's a little bit hard to keep your mind quiet. But just notice and be the observer of your mind as you're breathing. And just feel like the stone is just helping to warm and open up your heart. And as you meditate, it's great to just sit still, being aware of your heart space. If you've never done that before, you may notice that your heart space feels a little bit tight or heavy. Just taking a few deep breaths in that will help to alleviate that, and you may even have a really nice, powerful emotional release. But if you're not one who meditates, you still receive the energy of the stone. If you just hold the stone, you put it in your pillowcase, you keep it in your bedroom, you wear it around your neck as a necklace, just anywhere you have the stone in your energy field, it's going to be helpful for you. A great book to refer to if you're researching different stones is called The Book of Stones by Robert Simmons and Aisha Isian. This stone is one of my favorite books to refer to, and I refer to it often. But if you're looking for stones, it's great to just go into a store of stones and just see what stone jumps out at you, and then it's fun to pick those stones up and then read about them to see why you may have picked that stone up. But it's also fun to look through a book and see what stone just feels like you really almost need to have that stone. Sometimes when I'm reading the book, I'll find a stone, I'll say, I need to have that stone. And so it's great to have that book just as a reference. And so today we're talking about rose quartz. That's our stone of the day. Tomorrow we'll talk about another stone of the day. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to email me at Heidi, H-E-I-D-I, at healingwithpresence.com. You can also go to my website at healingwithpresence.com. And last episode, we talked about my Send a Prayer program with Distance Mineral Healing. So you can go back to that episode and review that, or go to the website and see what that's about. And just quickly, what it's about is just, you know, a lot of times you say, you know, I'm thinking about you, or I'm sending you a prayer. This is a way that you can give them something that's more tactile. I do a healing with a list of stones, a series of stones that I channel in for that particular person who needs healing. And then I send those stones energetically to that person. And then I send a personal greeting card or email notification that has the list of stones used and also the summary of the healing that was performed. So if you're interested in knowing more about that and want more details, go to the podcast I did last time, or also go to the website at healingwithpresence.com. Have a beautiful day. Thank you.